Today's Divrei Torah, I was asked that Shavi Le'ili Nishmas, Mordechai Yitzchak ben Menachem Mendel, that is the father of Isser Fruchter, whose yard site is today. So we all know we're coming on to the last day of Hanukkah, the last moments of celebration, and it's very famous that the Beis Yosef has this question: why is it that we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah? It should really only be 7 days of Hanukkah. After all, the miracle was not all 8 days, the miracle was only seven. That is a very famous question that many have spent many, many pages and hours and lots of ink and svarim trying to explain the answer to. But what is less famous is the question which to me is extremely intriguing, and that is the one raised by the Minchas Chinuch as well as the Pri Chadash, in which they discuss why is it that Hanukkah is only 8 days, shouldn't it be 9 days? And that, I think, is a very fascinating question, and in order to fully appreciate it, we're going to start with the Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah that we have an institution of Kiddush al pi Hari'iyah. One is supposed to be Mekadish the Chodesh. One is supposed to declare Rosh Chodesh based on Edim that come and give testimony that today they saw the moon, last night they saw the moon, and then they come into Beis Din, and we declare as a community that it is Rosh Chodesh. Now, once we declare that it's Rosh Chodesh, how do we get the message out to the community? So the Gemara says, Barishona, originally they had a system in which Hayu Masiyin Masuos, they used to have one person holding a torch on the top of a mountain, then the person on the next mountain, so on. That's the way they would set around the news, that everybody would light a torch on their own mountain, and that's the way the communities would find out. However, the Gemara says, Misha Kilkalu Hakusim, once it came to the time where there were people who were trying to ruin the system, so they would just put up torches randomly on a night when it was not the appropriate time to declare Rosh Chodesh, and then the Beis Din decided we have to come up with a new system. So Hiskinu, they decided on that occasion, Shiyuhu Ashluchim Yotzim, that they're going to have actual messengers go out and inform each community that today is Rosh Chodesh, that yesterday we declared it Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara says, what kind of person do we need to be the Shaliach Beis Din? Who is qualified enough to go and inform all the communities? So the Gemara says, Afilu Inish Da'alma, even a regular, ordinary person who comes along and informs our city that yesterday in Yerushalayim there were Mekadesh the Chodesh, that would be sufficient, that would be good enough. My time, I asked the Gemara, why should such a person be believed? This is a big deal. We have to know when we're going to celebrate Pesach, whether or not there's a Chiyuv Kari. So how can we trust somebody who comes along and really we don't know anything about them? So the Gemara says a principle, Milsa Davida de Glule lo Mishakri ba Inshi. If something's going to be ultimately found out, who would lie about that? After all, if we can find out with or without you, in another week from now we're going to find out that you were lying, you would never make up a story if you know that we can catch you in the lie. My father always says that today we see that politicians have no problem doing that at all. They'll deny everything in front of TV cameras and everything. They're giving a press conference, they'll promise one thing, and then later on we prove them to be otherwise, and everybody moves on with life. Doesn't seem to be a problem. But this is the assumption the Gemara works on, and that is, Kalmilsa Davidi Lugluye, if something is going to be made public later on, if something that people can find out with or without you, Lo Mishakri Ba'inshi, people generally would not lie, and therefore the Gemara says, anybody would be believed if they show up and tell us that the Beis Din in Yerushalayim declared today as Rosh Chodesh, that would be sufficient. So ask the Pnei Yeshua. I don't understand. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that they would send out shluchim on 6 different months to let everybody know it was Rosh Chodesh. One of those was Chodesh Nisan, because that's very important. Everybody has to know when it's going to be Pesach. And then they would send out another shaliach on Chodesh Kislev, Mipnei Chanukah, says the Mishnah. Everybody should know that it was going to be Chanukah on the Chafei Kislev, and therefore we would have to send out messengers that everyone should be aware when Chanukah really begins. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, I don't really understand. Can people look at the moon? Once it's 15 days into the month, they'll know that obviously Rosh Chodesh was 15 days ago, because they'll see a Levana that is Malay, they'll see that the moon is full, and therefore the Pnei Yeshua asks, I don't understand, why do we have to send people out for the holiday of Chanukah? By the time the 25th day of the month comes around, everybody's going to know when it was Rosh Chodesh. So what's the question? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, well, that might be true, but not everybody is intelligent enough to figure it out. And therefore he says, we cannot rely on that. We have to send out a shliach anyway to let everybody know exactly, precisely what day Rosh Chodesh was on. That's the answer of the Pnei Yeshua. But others disagree and they say, no, we have an institution that we have to have a shaliach go out every month. We have to have people that go out as messengers from the Beis Din. And this is the reason why they go, because we don't always trust that everyone's going to have the right calculation, the right count. And therefore, even if you think you know, and even if you're going to have a Hanukkah that's at the end of the month, and you assume most people know, that's not good enough. We assume that everybody has to be informed by the shaliach proper, and that is the only way to really know that it is Rosh Chodesh. However, there were certain places that we know with certainty the shluchim were not able to reach. So let's say a person, like the Rishonim say, if somebody lived in Syria, somebody lived in the Galus, somebody lived out in America at that time, which obviously they didn't, but if somebody lived very far away, we cannot imagine that the Shliach Beis Din was able to get there. There were certain communities that weren't able to be reached, and therefore that's why we have the institution of Yom Tiv Sheni Shel Galus, because we don't really know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be. Not all communities outside of Eretz Yisrael were able to be reached in time. And therefore we came up with this institution of Yom Tiv Sheni Shel Galus. We have to observe 2 days of Yom Tiv just in case we are making a mistake exactly when Rosh Chodesh occurred. Now the Chasam Sofer just parenthetically raises an issue, and that is, why do we refer to this as Yom Tiv Sheni Shel Galus? This is the 2 days of Yom Tiv that we observe only in Galus. He says, what's going to happen in Bizman Beis HaMikdash? When we have a Beis HaMikdash again, ask the Chasam Sofer, what are we going to do then? What if you have Jews who are living in America at that time? What, are we going to now abolish this idea of Yom Tiv Sheni? Is that why we refer to it as the Yom Tiv Sheni of the Galus, of all those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael? Writes the Chasam Sofer, no. Lefi ani yazdaiti, in my opinion, he says, Toar zeh Hashem shel Galus, hu al ha'avar. The only reason why we say Yom Tiv Sheni shel Galus is because that is the way we described it back in the times when we instituted this halacha of keeping 2 days of Yom Tiv. However, he says, Aval b'nei agola, I'm sorry, Aval nirali, he says, it seems to me, ki yarchiv Hashem gvuleinu b'mher b'yameinu, when Hashem will be marchiv gvuleinu, and he quotes a medrash where the medrash assumes that all countries, all communities after the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, will be considered to be an extension of Eretz Yisrael proper, writes the Chasam Sofer, in that case, Yasu Beis Yamim Tovim Shel Geula Seinu. Then we're going to refer to it as Yom Tiv Sheni Shel HaGeula. Now again, says the Chasam Sofer, there are certain places that certainly are not going to be reached even then. But even so, writes the Chasam Sofer, they're going to keep 2 days of Yom Tiv Sheni even then. And therefore, it's not really proper to refer to it as Yom Tiv Sheni Shel Galios, because then we're going to have Geula. And he says we're going to refer to it as Yom Tiv Sheni Shel Geula Seinu. Fascinating comment by the Chasam Sofer that he mentions in a number of places. But I thought it was a beautiful comment regardless. Either way, we know that we have this concept, this idea that we celebrate Yom Tiv Sheni when it comes to Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. We have this idea that we should keep 2 days just in case we made a mistake exactly when Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be. And that's why we observe 2 days of Yom Tiv. Now the question that the Minchas Chinuch raises is, why is it that when it comes to Hanukkah, we don't do the same? The same way we have 2 days of Yom Tiv by Sukkos and by Shavuos and Pesach, why don't we do the same when it comes to Hanukkah and observe 2 days of Hanukkah? So every night we should be lighting one candle or maybe two. Two candles, maybe three. Three candles, maybe four. And then the last night we should really be lighting 8 candles, maybe 9. We should keep a 9th day of Hanukkah the same way we keep an extra day of Sukkos and of everything else. Why should this be different? Now the truth is, this is not the question that the Minchas Chinuch made up. It's a question that the Avudram, already in the 1300s, raised. So he says, Lama einosim tisha yimei Hanukkah misafik. Why don't we observe 9 days of Hanukkah misafik the same way we do by Sukkot, chi safik shmini, that we keep 9 days, maybe we made a mistake in the count of the 8 days. That is the question of the Avudram. So some say, in the name of the Avudram, that the answer is as follows. We started off that the Beis Yosef has a question, why do we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah instead of 7? Really, the miracle was only 7 days. Writes the Avudram, you're right. We really only celebrate 7 days. But because we have a Sveika Dioma, therefore we keep 8 days of Hanukkah. So the 8th day of Hanukkah that we celebrate today is not real. That's really only because we're not sure whether it's supposed to be celebrated as 7 days or 8 days, whether we have the right day for Rosh Chodesh, and therefore writes the Avudram, this is why we celebrate an 8th day. That's the answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. That's what the Avudram writes. Now the Avudram came before the Beis Yosef, but that's the answer that he gives to this question. And therefore he says, this is why we refer to this 8th day of Hanukkah as Zos Hanukkah, the same way we know on Shabbos morning we make Kiddush. We refer to it as Kiddusha Rabbah. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush? What's so great about Shabbos morning Kiddush, more so than Friday night? The answer is nothing. Shabbos morning Kiddush is really inferior. It's less than the Friday night. But because we don't want to talk about the Shabbos morning Kiddush and talk degradingly about it. So we say, this is the Kiddusha Rabbah, this is the big Kiddush, Belashon Saginar, and therefore writes some of the Achronim, this is why we refer to the last day of Hanukkah as Zos Hanukkah, even though we know that today is not really the real day of Hanukkah. We know that Hanukkah was only celebrated for 7 days, shouldn't be 8 day celebration at all. However, because we want to emphasize that we keep the 8th day of Hanukkah Misafik, therefore we refer to it as Zos Hanukkah, this is the main day of Hanukkah, the same way we refer to Kiddush as Kiddusha Rabbah. Now other Achronim say in the opposite. They say, what are you talking about? How can you say such a thing? After all, do you mean to tell me that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, in the days when they had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah, people only kept 7 days of Hanukkah? Is that true? How can you say such a thing? Is that really true? That's the question that some Achronim ask. And therefore they say, no. The reason why we call today Zos Hanukkah is because this really is the real day of Hanukkah. And we want to emphasize to everybody that today is not just Midin Sveka Diyoma. Today is a real day of Hanukkah like every other, and it should be celebrated, and we should be excited on this day the same way we are the rest of the days of Hanukkah, because today is a bona fide day of Hanukkah, no less than any of the other days. And that is the reason why some refer to this as Zos Hanukkah. This really is Hanukkah the same way as all the other days. So what's the real answer to this question? The Minchas Chinuch writes as follows. He says, you're right. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah, he says, it is correct that those communities that were not able to be reached by the Shluchei Bezdin used to observe 9 days of Hanukkah. Writes the Minchas Chinuch, they used to observe 9 days of Hanukkah if you lived in a community that was not able to be reached by the shluchim that were sent out by the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Ah, however, he says, Ha'idna nowadays, da'anachnu b'kiyim b'kviyus, nowadays that we have a fixed calendar, and we know exactly when everything is supposed to be, and the only reason we keep an extra day of Sukkis and Pesach and Shavuos is because the Gemara says in Beitza, minigav u'seinu b'yadeinu, we just keep it the way it is, even though it doesn't really make sense today, we have a fixed calendar, so we should have reverted back to the way it's supposed to be. Al derabbanan lo chashashu kol kach, says the Minchas Chinuch, when we're dealing only with Hanukkah, which is a Yom Tov midrabbanan in the first place, how far do you need to be machmir? We celebrate 8 days. No reason to go the extra mile today when we have a fixed calendar anyway, and we know there's no suffix at all. He says we don't have to go so far as to say that we should celebrate an extra day of Hanukkah. Aval, he says, kishayi banaveh samigdash b'mehar b'yameinu, when we will have a Beis HaMikdash and we'll revert back to the old system of no longer following a fixed calendar, rather we're going to be Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, we're going to have a Beis Din again, and people are going to come in and offer testimony that they saw the moon, and we're going to go back to the old system, and Nashav L'Kadesh Al Pi Re'iyah, Oz, writes the Minchas Chinuch, then in those days, HaRechokim, the people who live far away from Yerushalayim, and are not able to be informed by the Shluchim, Bivada Yasu Hanukkah Tisha Sayamim, Ken Nir Le'anias Daiti, writes the Minchas Chinuch, that's what's going to happen. So I feel bad for all those people who went and invested in a menorah, and the menorah only has 8 candles, it means that you believe either that the Geula is not going to be here by next year, Rachmana Litzlan, or it means that you do believe it, but you hope that you're going to be living in Eretz Yisrael close enough that the Shliach is going to get to your city, and you're only going to observe 8 days of Hanukkah. But says the Minchas Chinuch, if even after Yibana Beis HaMikdash, you're going to remain here in Chutz La'aretz, then writes the Minchas Chinuch, you're going to have to keep 9 days of Hanukkah Mishum Sveka Diyoma. Now this is an amazing observation of the Minchas Chinuch, and I was always amused by it, because it's just so telling, and it's so fascinating. But one very fascinating issue is that there are some Achronim who raise issue with this Minchas Chinuch. How can you say such a thing? We have a Gemara that seems to say Mefurash, not like the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush. Why? Because we have a Gemara in Meseches Erechin as well as in Meseches Tainis, where the Gemara tells us, Yudches Yamim Sheayachid Gamar Behemes Ahalo. We have 18 days in the calendaric year in which we have to say Halal Shalim. And the Gemara enumerates what exactly are those 18 days. So the Gemara tells us, Shmonas Yimei Achag, 8 days of Sukkis. Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, we have to say Halal Shalim every day. Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, we have to say it on the first day of Pesach. Yom Tov Harishon Shal Atzeres is the first day of Shavuos. Uvagola, if you live in Chutz La'aretz and you have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, so then the Gemara says, Esrim Ve'echad Yom, you keep them, you have to say Halal Shalem for 21 days because of Sveka de Yoma. The Gemara does not add a day for a 9th day of Pesach. And therefore the Achronim say, how can the Minchas Chinuch suggest that at the time that they used to be Mekadesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah, people who lived far away from Yerushalayim used to observe 9 days of Hanukkah, how can that be? The Gemara says explicitly that we only recite Halal Shalem on 21 days of the year in Chutz La'aretz. If really we added one more day to Hanukkah, we should have 22 days in which we say Halal Shalim in Chutz Laretz, and that is not the case. That is not what the Gemara says. So this Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch is one that is very troubling and is very questionable. But it's a fascinating question, regardless, to think about why exactly do we have only 8 days of Hanukkah and not 9, if we find that there is this idea of Sveika de Yoma by every other Yom Tov that we observe throughout the year, whereas by Hanukkah and Purim, seemingly, we don't have that opportunity to do so.